West Australian rock lobster is sought after around the world, but it's become so popular in China, local restaurants can't afford to have it on their menus. Well, now the WA government has proposed a shake-up of the industry to address the issue, but crayfishers are up in arms because the government also wants a direct stake in the game. From Perth, Eliza Borello reports.
It's late morning in Mindari on Perth's northern fringe, and the sun is beating down on the deck of the Savas family's crayfishing boat. But the family's 77-year-old patriarch, John Savas Sr., doesn't seem to mind. The Dutch migrant was hooked by the sea decades ago, in the mid-60s, when he threw in his steady job as a painter and sign maker, left his newly issued Housing Commission home, and decided to try his hand at crayfishing.
I did say to my wife, look, I would like to go north because I've heard the fishing is a lot better there. And I said, I don't want to, if you don't want to go, because we had that new house in Coomera, of course, I said, if you want to stay here, I'll fish for Fremantle, but I heard it's much better further north. So she said, oh, I'm happy to go. And we went there. My brother and a crewman took the boat up. My wife drove a car. I went in the truck with a load of pots. Never seen the place. We finished up living in a little shack. Johnny come there and he was just born. And from there on, we had a wonderful life.
Over the years, he spent considerable time on industry councils and advisory bodies and was an early convert to the idea of fishing quotas.
It's increased the returns, so we can do with catching less. And we've got a stock there that's in a very, very healthy position.
Currently, more than 6,000 tonnes of lobster is fished each year in WA. Scientists say the sustainable limit is 8,000 tonnes. So the government plans to create additional licences, most of which it would control, to increase the catch to the 8,000-tonne limit. It says it wants to increase the number of crayfish available to the domestic market because 95% of the commercial catch is currently going to China. Roger Cook is WA's acting fisheries minister.
The people who are being dudded here are the Western Australian public, Western Australian families who couldn't afford to have a crayfish on their dinner plate at Christmas lunch this year.
Caleb Gardner is a fisheries expert from the University of Tasmania. He collaborates with both the WA government and the local rock lobster industry, but says speaking as an independent academic, the fishery would be able to cope without the buffer.
All the total allowable catches and the guidance on that is based on the stock assessments from Western Australia. So that's scientific advice from researchers in Western Australia, which is outstanding, by the way. Clearly world's best in perhaps any fishery.
The government says one of the biggest beneficiaries of its new plan would be local restaurants like Odyssey, a restaurant overlooking the Indian Ocean at Perth City Beach. Fabio Hoopfer is one of its hands-on owners.
May I please ask how your meal was?
Delicious, thank you.
Very excellent. Nice. I believe you had the beetroot
and squid.
The restaurant is new and spacious, but out the back in his cramped office, Fabio Hoopfer tells me about his struggle to get more WA seafood on the menu.
We don't have crayfish. It is price-wise prohibitive.
Have you got an idea of how much you would have to charge to be able to make a profit for a West Australian crayfish if you did have it on the menu?
I believe currently a whole crayfish costs approximately $50+ per kilo, and then all the work I would have to charge in excess of $40 to $45 for half a crayfish with that weight.
Back on the boat, John Savas Jr., or Johnny as his dad calls him, says he accepts crayfish are a resource that belongs to the state and there should be some return to the domestic market.
Yeah, for sure. But in saying that, it is a luxury product. Look, the ownership of the pots, that's the dilution of our fishing rights is something we oppose strongly.
One Nation yesterday indicated it would help block the government's plan in state parliament. But the government is refusing to give up, saying an industry consultation phase is still underway. And John Savas Jr. doesn't think the industry should claim victory yet.
I don't think the Labor government will give up that easy. And we're going to do the same. We're not going to give up on our rights, our businesses.
Submissions on the government's plan can be made until the end of next week.
Eliza Borello reporting.